Morning Drive here on ESPN 960 rolls on. We continue to wrap up BYU spring football. Very happy to welcome in defensive coordinator Alassa Tuiaki, defensive coordinator, linebackers coach. Coach Tuiaki, thank you for taking a few minutes to join us here on the Morning Drive.
No problem. Appreciate you having me.
So, you know, it came to an end Friday, but I'm sure for you guys there is no end. So it's kind of a misnomer. But can you put a period and an exclamation on spring and what you saw from the defensive side of the ball?
You know, I thought it was good to get our install in. You know, on the defensive side of the ball, there's still a lot of mistakes with some of the things, but it was good to get on film so we can make the corrections throughout summer. And I think we'll be ready going into fall camp with the defensive packages that we have going in. And so it was good in that aspect. And we didn't have too many bad injuries. There's a couple of guys that are dinged up, but not too bad. So successful that way.
That's great. And we heard about the switch to the 4-3. And without giving too much away, we don't want to have Arizona have any idea what you guys are bringing. But give us an idea, if you can, sort of the overview, other areas that you wanted to address in the big picture when you took over.
I thought that there was a lot of good that we were basically building on. I mean, Bronco did a great job. They've always played tough defense here. And, I like the personnel. And so it's just really getting guys accustomed to the way that we were playing, specific techniques. And, coverage-wise, there are different things that we're asking them to do. And so I thought that the kids did a good job this spring buying in and getting better at everything that we've asked them to do.
That's always a good sign when there's a connection. And I know coming in, obviously, Kalani's understanding of defenses is vast, and you're the defensive coordinator. What's that relationship like? I'm sure he has a hand in what you're doing, but I'm sure he hired you because he wants you to think on your own and bring your own ideas and coach the way you want to coach.
It's been awesome. You know, it's been awesome. And obviously between us and our relationship in the past, there's no egos. And so I'll always go to him, as well as Coach Lambs. Coach Lambs has been a defensive coordinator as well as being on the defensive side of the ball now. And so I think, between the three of us and Coach Guffelsey, who's got a lot of experience at the D-line spot and being involved in a bunch of different defenses, I think that we've got a good group of guys to put our heads together and come up with a good plan. But the relationship with Kalani has been awesome. I trust to go to him. I know that he's going to, tell me what's best for the defense. And sometimes I won't completely agree, but he's been awesome to support me as well as tell me what he wants. And I've bounced a lot of ideas off Ed Land, so it's been really good that way.
Yeah, that's really nice to have that kind of wealth of knowledge all around you. We've heard a lot about position changes, and maybe that's not such a big deal for you in the places you've been, and maybe nationally it's not. But I'm just wondering, how does that practically work when you get into spring, and you've come out of meetings, and you're seeing guys on the field? I'm sure some are maybe like Francis Bernard, a perfect fit. It just seems like it's kicked right in. And other guys, you like their ability and their athleticism, but they got to understand the scheme a little bit more. Is that kind of what it is? It's some have picked it up and some there's more work to do?
Yeah, I just really trying to find the best fit and putting guys in the right spot to make plays. And, some guys in this system are fit a little bit, fit a little bit better in certain spots than others that they've played in the past. And so just I think more than anything is really doing what's best for the kid and doing what's best for the defense.
And to what extent will you guys bring your defense up more and more press coverage? And, that sometimes exposes, guys if the scheme doesn't back them up.
Right.
And maybe in certain situations, depending on down and distance, obviously. But in general terms, the idea of coming up and playing press coverage, is that something you've seen that you like the way the guys have adjusted to it? It's a work in progress, obviously, with everything.
Yeah. I think that it's a challenge. It's a challenge that they've accepted. Be able to play a little bit of man defense, and we're getting better at all the different techniques that we've asked them to do. I mean, there's a bunch of different man techniques. Playing press, playing off at 7, playing off at 10, and a bunch of things we've done. So they're getting better. They're getting better at it, but they've I think that they've loved the challenge to say that, you know, we're going to put you out there and you're going to take care of business out there. And they've all responded well. I don't think that there's been, you know, any corners that have been nervous about being put out there. They want that challenge, and they've responded well to it.
Now, typically, if you're going to come out and play press coverage, there's maybe a pressure package behind that, obviously situationally, and the guys will have to cover a little bit. But to me, it seems like the intent might be to also, you know, take away the clock in the quarterback's head with pressures. And is that part of the idea that when we press, we might also be bringing some people from different sides or finding a way to just close the clock in the quarterback's head?
Yeah, you know, it's just trying to disrupt timing. The quarterback's clock in hand, like you're talking about, and finding different ways to disrupt timing in routes. But, you know, for us, at least, I think in most defenses, the biggest disruption you can have in what the offense does is at the line of scrimmage. And so, you know, a lineman that can rush the quarterback and disrupt timing that way, it's always good. But what you're talking about is exactly right. It's trying to keep it simple, but at the same time, disrupt timing and give the quarterback a couple of mix-ups in coverage. You know, one thing looks like press man and ends up being another thing, and that's, I think, adds to mixing up the timing of the quarterback. So we'll try to do it with blitzes, we'll try to do it with disguises, and we'll try to do it with the D-line rush, and I think that's where it all starts.
Yeah, no question. And what you've seen from the offensive changes, a little bit more radical. I mean, obviously, you're not going to go away totally from the different packages with the shotgun and with, you know, some different receiver sets. But by and large, up under center, you know, more emphasis on, you know, pounding the ball a little bit, giving Jamal and Algie and some of the other guys a downhill plane and letting the blockers fire out rather than in pass protect all the time. From your perspective, how have they picked that up? I know the huddle would be nice, especially when you have quarterback leadership like you have. It's nice to get in the huddle and let him calm people down or light people up or whatever is needed on that particular play. So it's nice to have the leader in the huddle, and then you break the huddle, and then there's a different scheme. And in general, how have you seen it from your side of the ball?
Yeah, I really like what our offense does. I think it's hard to defend once they get things going. And, you know, I think that we've got the quarterbacks to run the system. They are really good quarterbacks to throw, you know, one that can run really, really well, which is awesome. And that's hard to defend. I mean, multiple fronts and shifts and motions and all that stuff. It's a good offense. And all the offenses that we face that do the same thing, it's always hard to prepare for it. There's a lot. So, the cool thing about it, Ty is so, you know, he's made it really simple enough where the players don't really have much memorizing, but it's still very complex.
That's so great.
That's a really, really cool thing to see.
No doubt. We are with BYU's new defensive coordinator, Elisa Tuiaki, also linebackers coach, just for another couple of minutes. So what do you guys do now? Spring's done. Guys cut loose to go, and they'll do their own workouts off season. And what does the coaching staff do now in the next, August is what, 12 weeks away or whatever. What are the kind of things you guys are going to be doing?
Well, the kids are going to be going into finals week, which is huge. And so they've got to make sure that they finish the right way. And we've got to make sure that we're supporting them to get their education and do things right. And then we will get out and recruit. We're going to go out in the month of May and pound the pavement and try to go and find the next class. We're going to start recruiting for the next 2017 class fill our needs. But that'll pretty much what we'll end up doing. And we'll have a couple of camps in June, and it'll be off for about a month before we come back and get going again.
Obviously, you guys already have, I mean, the advantage you have over Arizona in the opener is that they're not really sure what you guys are going to look like on tape. You know exactly what Anu Solomon and the Wildcats are going to bring. It's a high-powered offense that's going to, you know, and I don't want to get you too much into that because, you know, there's some months ahead. But in general, you guys have started in some way preparing for Arizona. Am I right?
Yeah, you know, because they're so different from what our offense does currently. You know, we've just kind of taken peeks and watched film and make sure that as we're teaching our kids, they've got to prepare for what our offense runs here in the spring. And then just keep in mind that when we get into spread offenses and, run pass option offenses with the defense and the run fits and the pass fits and all that stuff ends up just changing a little bit. I think kept the kids aware of it, but we haven't really focused too much on it just because it's really just been scheme more than anything. But I know that Arizona's really good. They played them several times, and we were still in the Pac-12, and they're a really good offense. So that'll be a challenge.
Yeah, no doubt. And I'll let you all go on this one. Off the field, what's been the best part of coming to Brigham Young University with this, you know, this new coaching staff? A lot of experience, but a lot of fresh faces, and you know, you're charged with getting the players ready. But from your perspective and your lives and your families, what's been the best part about this portion of your job?
You know, the people. I think the people's been probably the best part. I mean, people around here are awesome. And I was really unaware of the outreach of not only BYU athletics, but just, you know, with the LDS community. I mean, there are so many people that are involved in the program, so many people that want to be part of it, that help, that it's just been awesome to meet a bunch of people, and they're great people, and they're loyal, you know, really, really loyal to the program, to the institution, to the church, and that's been cool to see.
That's great. Well, we wish you success. I know, you know, we'll be talking to you down the road. Enjoy whatever downtime you're going to find, and good luck in the recruiting process. And that opener is a long way, but it's not that far, and I know it'll be here fast. We look forward to fall football. Elisa Tuiaki, Cougar defensive coordinator, thank you so much for spending a few minutes with us here on the Morning Drive.
Thank you for having me.